Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You are listening to Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Use it or lose it.
As some people like to call it, the
terrorist hotline.
The domestic terrorist.
Oh, domestic, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, you caught me off guard there.
But you can call from anywhere.
Yeah, you don't have to be domestic. Whatever. Yeah, you can just...
You could be feral. You could be a feral caller just roaming the wild, and you want to call, it's fine. It's not limited to domestic.
Call collect. 603-283.
No, call collect.
No, don't call. No, don't
no,
call.
We are not accepting the charge for collect calls. What a horrible idea.
All right.
Classic.
Call 1-800.
We've done it before.
Yeah, but only if we knew, the caller. You know what I mean?
And they were calling from jail.
Yeah, if they're in prison, they can call collect.
No, that's not...
No? All right, never mind.
No,
if you're a domestic terrorist, you can
We're not
call.
Just going to take anybody's collect call. It's not going to happen.
Well, right. You're the call screener, aren't you? So you could determine.
You could reject the call.
I'm just... I don't want call. A whole bunch of people suddenly calling collect. So don't
think,
don't do it.
Is really that still a
You're
thing?
You're setting
call?
Off the pranksters.
Like, I'd like God, to call collect. Man. I thought that was like a 70s term.
You really are showing your age.
1-800 collect. 1-800 call ATT.
You know, are you trying to be an a-hole?
Are you?
I already
up?
Am. I mean, are you living up to the three things they've outlined?
It's an autobiography.
Is it?
I don't know. No, I think that the second bullet point was great.
Which was?
You don't care what other people think about you.
Nice.
Right? Yeah. I don't care.
A very libertarian of you.
Yeah, I don't care. Call me whatever.
Yeah,
dox me whatever. I don't care.
All right, well, we will get back to this article about what makes a person an a-hole, but let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got Catherine calling from New Jersey. Catherine, you're on Free Talk Live.
I am, and I just found this program, Mind of My Own Business, coming home from my granddaughter's house.
Thanks for listening.
I was surprised to get through. I mean, wow. But anyway, I had purchased this vehicle, which was a plug-in hybrid, and I was promised $7,500 in 2017, I think, and then I got another car. In 2019, I think, I don't know.
Was that like the tax credit that you were expecting? Or?
That's the tax credit.
Okay.
The federal credit. It's a federal credit, right?
Okay.
I don't even know who to call, but I never received the money. The week before last, I went over there and I said, listen, I need to do this. They're going to want me to get another car. That's the thing. They keep me roped in. Meanwhile, my car payment is through the roof. Because of the fact that every 2 years they put me in another car and they pay the balance. That's fine. But my tax man, I tried to have him put it on there, and it was just real crazy. So he gave me another email address. I emailed the person. I've never received a response back. Now, that's a lot of money twice. $7,500 to turn around and but anyway, I've been really having a rough year because I never received my income tax. It got lost in the mail. So I'm going over to the dealership, which I probably need to go higher to find out where is this federal credit or tax credit, which happens to be $7,500 for the vehicle that I have right now.
I don't even know how that works.
Yeah,
is it a rebate?
Well, hang on. How long ago
and
were you supposed to get?
Lady, I think they got me by the ears because when I go in there, they make it sound really good.
How long ago were you supposed to get this money, Catherine? How long ago? How long has it been?
And it was the toughest time I ever seen this year.
Well, she said it happened twice.
Yeah.
So it sounds like she goes in for a vehicle, they promise her the credit, they don't give it to her, and then they trade in the vehicle, but they're not giving her fair value
for it. No, my salesman passed away from COVID, and he was a wonderful salesman, but I don't have any
I think just your bill of sale to your certified public accountant would qualify for that tax credit if you have the right government form.
I have a certified. I had to get another certified CPA due to the fact that the other guy wasn't even a CPA. He was just a real estate man. And I didn't know that, but it all came out.
I would buy a diesel truck.
But I don't think he knew what he was doing.
Buy a diesel truck.
From Elon.
From Elon.
I have really, really good diesel truck. I have
allegedly those batteries are filled with diesel.
The batteries are full of diesel.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well, they don't want to know who I am because last August I fell and broke my hip and had to have a hip replacement. So they don't know that, but I still, all winter, this whole year was real tight for me because I told you I'm a senior and I am retired. And I was working before, you know, some little jobs or whatever, which would work, you know. So I really don't know what to do. I'm sure I'm not the only one going through this.
Not with inflation the way it is.
Yeah.
That's hitting everybody.
I wish you the best of luck. I don't know what to tell you other than you get your paperwork in order, you know, go hire at the dealership, you know, escalate it as far as you can, try and get your money back. And if that doesn't work for you, then perhaps it's time to consult something like an attorney.
Okay.
Or even somebody locally. I know often television stations will have like a consumer advocate, that type of a thing.
That's if she's actually getting like raked over the coals. Right, I don't know how those rebates work. If it's just built into the sale price,
I don't know either. But
and her monthly payments are dropped down because of it.
Yeah,
she's getting in.
I don't know the details of it, but if I'm in her position, those are the things that I would do. And thanks for the call, Catherine. We appreciate it.
I would just, I mean, if you any type of tax credit that you're given, I know that I had solar hot water tax credit, solar incentives tax credit.
Yeah.
You have to have your receipts, and then there's a portion, you have to itemize your taxes. If you just have a job with a 1040 and you just do your taxes very easily,
right.
It's difficult to get that tax credit, but I itemize everything and file extensions and whatever.
Also,
but you put that stuff in to a form. I don't know whatever the form number is, but
yeah. There's also this thing where dealerships will go, you know, if you buy a car today, we'll give you, you know, $5,000 cash back.
Oh, because they take the tax credit.
That kind of a thing, right. And then they turn
it into $5,000 and they get
But then why would you not just apply that to the purchase of the car?
Well, okay, so I don't have a lot of experience buying cars. My understanding is that the dealers have, like, the price that they're going to sell it to you at, and then all those credits and whatnot, they just use that as the markdown.
Right.
So if the sticker price is, like, $25,000, they know they're going to sell it to you for $20,000, right? Then every promotion that they can think of is just
that $5,000.
Goes into the $5,000 somewhere.
Right.
Because I remember one time I said, like, you know, they had a promotion for, like, new college graduates, for, like, bring your diploma. And I had that in my back pocket. I, like, negotiated everything, got the price on it. Oh, by the way, here's, like, the $500 more on for the diploma. And they didn't, right? It was like, oh, we just applied that towards whatever we already had.
There's a reason why the street term for dealerships is stealerships.
Yeah.
I have several friends who work in the automotive industry, and while they have been gainfully employed in this industry for the majority of their lives, they themselves refer to them as dealerships. In fact, if I call them for advice, they're like, well, it sounds like it might be something for the dealership to address. You know, that's the common language they use. So a long time ago, when I found out that if you buy a brand new car and you just drive off the lot, you've lost, like, you know, 25%
bring it back and return it 2 days later. Like, whoa.
Yeah, like, as soon as I found that out, I'm like, why would you ever buy a new car?
Well, because now used cars are more expensive than new cars.
Right.
Okay, but are they really? No.
Yes. No,
you can't. You can't buy a $5,000 brand new car.
You're right, but you also can't really find a $5,000 used car at the dealerships anymore. Like,
well,
the used
car
prices.
Who buys a used car at a dealership?
Okay.
Well, like, this is a certified that the dealer goes through it and all that.
Again, you know? What I'm saying is I never buy from dealerships.
Okay.
I stay away from it. I will take a car into a dealership if there's something like recall work to be done, or if it's something only the dealership can address. Sometimes they have, you know, I don't know, computers on board. And
you're not going to get a warranty out of a cash sale either.
Right.
So it's, you know, caveat emptor to the max.
Are e-bikes more expensive than used cars?
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live.
Wait, no, Free Talk Live.
Sometimes you get burned on cash sales.
603-283-6160. Are used car salesmen a-holes?
Yes.
But they have a reputation as such.
I've seen Matilda. That guy was an a-hole.
I've never known a dude to be named Matilda.
Oh, no, the movie Matilda?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't even worry about it then.
Okay. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Richie Rich.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. We have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys remember just a couple of days ago, I called him with a news flash from the A&H News Network. And Ian asked me what that stood for, and I thought for a second, and I says, well, astute and honorable, of course. And then he went into a little something, and I says, well, I just made it up, dude. It could stand for the Ass and Hole Network. And here you guys have created your own. How do you like that?
Major, are you an a-hole?
I've been accused of said same. I got a trifecta for you.
Based on the palm print on my cheek.
When I was just a pup, there was homosexuals, heterosexuals, and bisexuals, right?
Okay.
That's all you need.
So I invented a new class. I said, we're going to have trisexuals.
Try anything.
Buddy of mine looked at me, what are you talking about? Willis, you know, and I says, well, that's somebody that tried any damn thing.
But, I knew it.
That right there might have qualified me for a AA award. I don't know.
Well, what are you really calling about tonight?
Well, back about 15, 20 years ago, when PBS actually told you the truth, you could generally believe most of the stuff that they came across with. There was a study, and I don't know if they interviewed 10,000 people or 1,000 people or whatever, but they asked them if they thought they had common sense. And 7 out of 10 says, yeah, I think I got common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they gave them a paper test to ascertain and had what they thought they had, and it turns out only 3 of the 7 did. So the moral of the story is 7 out of 10 people walking around, you were blithering idiots, and you better watch your furry ass. But the older I get, the less
I think
my
another
tolerance.
Common thing. Think about how dumb the average person is. They have the population is dumber than that.
Yeah.
Oof.
Well, it's gotten worse now with all the stuff and putting in the water and whatnot. Fluoride and everything other damn thing.
Chemtrails.
But,
chemtrails.
Chemtrails. Anyway, you guys are distracting me from my thought.
We tend to do that from time to time.
Yeah, I know. I'm welcome to the world of Babylon.
Frat Talk Live.
This takes me to my point of am I? And you said middle-aged men and whatnot. Well, if you do possess common sense, and you're surrounded by idiots for most of your life, your patience tends to wear a mite thin.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
My tolerance for idiotism has gotten way low.
Yeah. I can't really disagree with any of that. In fact, the older I get, the lower my tolerance for even
idiocracy.
Yeah, simple. Yeah,
that's why Grandpa can hit on the waitresses.
Dude, I had that word coined. I was going to spit that out. Empty. Advance of idiocracy. That's exactly what we got here.
Yeah,
and
idiocracy.
We're giving them checks and paying them to breed.
It is one of the best portmanteaus ever invented. It is, of course, portmanteau of idiot and democracy, or any ocracy.
Mike Judge.
Whatever. Yeah, idiocracy. But my tolerance for, or my patience with people, for like the most mundane things, right? Like, I bumped into a cashier the other day at a gas station who couldn't. You know how like you count your change backwards?
Yep.
Right? And they go, oh, your total was $15.04, and you start with the change up to the dollar
16,
amount,
right?
$18.20, right? You know, they didn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
They struggled with even like the bills out of the register,
right.
And I'm just like, are you new? And no, I've been here for like a year.
$3.
So, you know? Similar thing in a Jack in the Box drive-thru, right? I knew what the total was. I knew what change I had. And I went, okay, I don't have enough to cover it, but I know I want like two quarters back. So I gave the dude like enough so I got 50 cents in change or something like that. And my son was in the car next to me. I went, watch this. He's not going to figure this out. And so I give him the money, and it's like more than he expects because there's like the bills and the change.
He's like, I'm supposed to give you the change.
Sir, your total's only like, you know, $18.75 or whatever. I'm like, just punch in the numbers, man.
Yeah.
You know, just you have the computer there. Type in what I handed you and hand back what the machine says.
Yeah.
You know, so he's like, oh. You know, and I get my two quarters back, and I look over at my son and go, see? Morons.
Now I think, like, I don't want to be too critical of too many people, because I worked in, you know, low-level, you know, customer-facing jobs as a youth, and I was stoned out of my gourd for a lot of that time. And so I imagine I did some pretty, like, oh, wow, man, like, I had my moments and stuff. So
just push the button.
I'm sure,
for you.
I'm sure that there were people, you know, like me then, who I was the a-hole, you know, at that point. So I don't want to be too critical, because I'm human and I make mistakes. But at the same time, my patience does wear thin the older I get. Major?
Captain, I was a pizza driver for years, years back in the 80s, and I made change out of my head. I was never more than 11 cents off in my pocket, right? And here's a joke I came up with in the late 80s. What's the quickest way to take out a college student?
Rounding the corner.
Steal his batteries.
Oh.
Well, from the calculator.
Yep, my brain is dead. I can no longer function.
Now let's take away the magic rectangle.
Hey, Major, thanks for the call. He goes by Major Payne. Perhaps we change his name to Major A-hole. What do you think? No?
Lieutenant, okay. Maybe.
Lieutenant?
Yeah, lieutenant, but that's how they say it in England. Lieutenant.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's lieutenant, but it's the British way to say lieutenant.
Spelled like that?
Right, colonial, or lieutenant. It's lieutenant.
Why is colonel spelled
colonel?
I have no idea why it's spelled like that, or pronounced like that, for that matter. But this happens.
But captain is captain.
It's spelled like the popcorn.
Well, it's actually spelled captain.
El Capitan?
Yeah, like if it was spelled the way it sounds, it'd be like C-A-P-T-E-N.
Sure.
Yeah.
Captain. Yeah.
That would make more sense anyway, because like if you look at words in the dictionary, they spell it differently to show you how to pronounce it.
Right.
And well, they should just spell it like the pronunciation,
exactly.
And then you don't have to worry about the extra steps.
Yeah.
Right?
Good point. Yeah. Good point. I think you should publish your own dictionary. The RichieRichDictionary.com. Coming soon to a magic rectangle near you.
I'm trying to think of something with Richie Rich, but I don't know. Will I be back in the seat when we come back from break?
603-283-6160. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's praying for those living in the dark shadow of war, persecution, and poverty. The invasion of Ukraine has consumed the White House and much of the world for weeks. The Pope also spoke about it during his Easter message.
May there be peace for war-torn Ukraine.
Pope Francis called for a peaceful end to all armed conflicts. Peace talks may not be possible if Russia obliterates the remaining Ukrainian forces in the city of Mariupol. That's according to the Ukrainian foreign minister, who calls the situation heartbreaking. Ukraine's President Zelensky tells CNN's State of the Union he needs more help.
There is a full-scale war ongoing today, so we still need a lot more than what we have today.
He also said he would welcome a visit from President Biden. This is USA Radio News. A New Mexico wildfire responsible for thousands of evacuations and the death of an elderly couple has grown to more than 6,000 acres. The McBride Fire has ravaged the village of Ruidoso, New Mexico. More than 200 buildings, homes, and other structures have been consumed by the blaze, which broke out around noon on Tuesday. High winds are hampering firefighters' efforts. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham visited the scene of the fire to receive updates from firefighters. Another COVID surge. The Chinese city of Shanghai is now reporting a record number of new symptomatic cases of COVID-19. The city is still under a lockdown. Those measures have disrupted supply chains and hurt the economy. The city is now asking workers to live on site of their business and be tested regularly. Many companies, including Tesla, plan to resume production soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That my chair was on the ground, so I just got a little lift here, so it's a different view.
I have to tell you that most of the time, the ground is your friend. Why?
You know?
Because you can't fall off the ground most of the
time. Depends how fast you get to it.
Jeez, I'll take your word for it.
Like, if I'm easing my way down to the ground, fine, but if it's a swift...
No, but if you're, on the ground,
okay.
The ground is your friend, right, because okay. You're not going to fall off the ground.
You have nowhere else to go.
But I've fallen into the ground while being on the ground, and that is painful.
Well, that just means you're well-grounded.
Okay.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians, and other freedom-minded individuals June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. But ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest. And ForkFest is decentralized, and that means no one is in charge, and there's no ticket cost. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and the Matrix chat rooms as well. All of that can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there again. Forkfest.party. I am
say
looking
that
forward.
Three times fast.
That.
No, ForkFest. No, not on the air.
ForkFest.
Wow, oh, you're good.
You have a dirty mind.
All right, say North Fork.
No.
Okay. Three times fast.
All right, so we were talking about
A-hole.
Yeah, we were talking.
Speaking of A-hole,
we're really illustrating this article.
Wow. This is an example.
Another common theme is that A-holes often struggle to control their anger, are often irresponsible, and hold bigoted opinions. However, the researchers also found that the respondents have many complaints which are specific to their own worldview. These included people calling someone an A-hole because they don't wear face masks or voted for a controversial figure like Donald Trump. Where did this article come from?
Study finds. It's a study.
Yeah. Who paid for that study?
Democrats.
Yeah.
Quote, there's clearly a lot of variation in how people use this word, unquote, Sharp concludes. That's the guy who wrote this article, I believe.
You've ever attacked a flight attendant who told you to put your mask on?
You might
be an a-hole.
Yeah, I've never attacked a flight attendant.
Okay.
Like, why would I attack a flight? For any reason.
It turned into a thing during COVID, man.
Yeah, right.
There were articles. There were articles left and right.
I did stop flying once the...
Well, that's why you hadn't encountered a flight attendant who told you to put your mask on.
With one exception, two exceptions. I stopped flying as soon as the TSA became a thing.
That was a long time
ago. Right. You had to go through the barbecue scanner and all that.
Yeah. So there were two times that I flew since then. One was to fly back home for a family thing. And then the other one was, of course, to fly here when I relocated from the West Coast, the Seattle area, to New Hampshire. So I packed up all my stuff, put it in one of these pods, these, you know, on-demand storage things that you know, they show up at your door and drop one at your... You know, at the street corner, and you load all your stuff in it. They come and take it away. So my stuff left before I did.
Yep.
And then I got here before my stuff did and had to wait like another week.
With no stuff.
So I had no stuff for like a week before I left. And then I left. And then I got here, and I still had no stuff for like another week until my stuff showed up. So it was interesting. But that's how I did the trip.
Similar experience, but from Hawaii. So an extra couple of weeks.
Ooh, yeah.
Because they have to ship it.
Oh, and then I spent 22 years in the, we'll call it the Seattle area. I'd been to Oregon. I had been up to B.C. I just stepped foot into Canada there once because I could. And it was well before you had to, like, you know, give your left arm and prove that you're, you know, I don't know, biologically correct or something before
your
you can cross
passports.
The border. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I just went with my Washington driver's license. I was able to cross the border, and it was not a big deal. And I had some beers, and I came back, and no big deal. Used to be a lot freer than it is now.
That's what I mean. If you get in the southern border, you can do that, right? You just walk right in. You don't need to show anything.
You just cut a hole in the fence first.
Right, you just walk right in.
Mexico?
Or? Yeah, I mean, you could have some beers and then go back, but why go back? You can just keep drinking beer here for free.
I don't know. I think the U.S. portion of the border crossings are the more militant than I think the Mexicans or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
Did you guys cover the story about the governor of Texas dropping off the people being
In D.C.?
In D.C.
Oh,
I heard about
it. Wait. What did he drop off?
There were illegal immigrants, for lack of a better term. Like being released from the detention facilities, the federal detention facilities.
Oh, the busloads of people?
And bust into D.C.
Yeah.
And throw them off over there.
Yeah, that was covered. Okay. I at least touched on it, I think, yesterday. But I think somebody else covered it earlier in the week. Because I went back and listened to all the digest.
The other thing he's doing is stopping traffic and inspecting every single vehicle coming across the border. And I don't know if he is doing it. His department of whatever is doing that.
The governor of Texas is manning the border himself.
Yes, he's there inspecting tires. Your tire pressure is low. You have to go back.
Right.
That's how you know that there's a lot of Mexicans in the truck, because
the tire pressure.
Tire pressure is low.
We're not going to have enough time to cover a bunch of these other stories for
Speed
show
round.
Prep.
Yeah, go to the lightning round.
All right. So we talked about the a-holes. This from the Charlotte Observer. Woman accused of killing... Actually, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. There's an article from NY Mag.
Yeah.
NYMag.com. Lockdown in Shanghai, where some residents of Shanghai actually describe the insane conditions. I'll just give you a quick synopsis. Residents were allowed out of their apartments only to take PCR tests. Few businesses could operate. People struggled to obtain basic necessities like medical supplies, elderly support, and food. Most restaurants and supermarkets were no longer able to deliver. Local authorities then took charge of food distribution, making residents dependent on government-organized food packages.
Too late to fight back, man. By the time they've got you disarmed and starving.
Yeah. People quickly chafed. I don't know
what
definition of chafed is outside of, like, you know, your thighs jumping together or something. People quickly chafed when they started to sing and chant on their balconies. The government sent up a drone with a megaphone that repeated, "Please repress the soul's yearning for freedom."
Yep.
Wow.
Can you imagine? You're being locked down by your government.
It's a rough translation.
Yeah. And they send up a drone because you're singing on your balcony.
You want to be, you're yearning to be set free.
And they're like, please repress your soul's yearning for freedom.
This is not the Chinese way. Repress that freedom urge.
So anyway, that you can see that over at NY Mag. From the AP, there's actually a video attached to this article, but a Michigan cop on black man's back fatally shot him. A black man face down. On the ground, was fatally shot in the back of the head by a Michigan police officer. The violent climax of a traffic stop.
We call that an execution.
A brief foot chase and a struggle over a stun gun, according to videos of the April 4th incident released on Wednesday. Patrick Lioia, 26, was killed outside of a house in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Executed.
The white officer repeatedly ordered Lioia to let go of his taser, at one point demanding to drop the taser, citing a need for transparency. The city's new police chief, Eric Winstrom, released four videos, including critical footage of the shooting or execution recorded by passengers.
Just
by
don't passenger run, just don't run from the cops. They won't execute you. That's all.
And New York Lieutenant Governor resigns after bribery charges. Yay for the resignation. We need less politicians in this world, in my opinion. 603-283-6160.
Will the lightning round continue?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep running. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We're back.
It is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday Night Edition final segment.
You might not be able to get on unless you're already on hold. But we are here 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. It's always better for you to call earlier than later, as for whatever reason a lot of folks tend to call towards the end of the program.
And like that other caller lamented, right? Like, she got through really, really easily.
Yeah.
You get through really easy.
But also, too, like, if you get on the air and you get to say some stuff and we let you go, don't take it personally. This is a radio show. We have to move on to stuff. We have to keep things moving.
You know?
So don't, yes, exactly. So don't take it personally, but you can always call again another day. The only real rule that we have here is, well, don't say any of the bad words that you can't say on radio, and you only get one call per day.
Yeah.
Those are the only rules that we have, so...
But if you call 7 nights a week and you get like a 3-minute spot, you get like 20 minutes of radio time a week.
Yeah, wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I'll take your word for it.
In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Richie Rich.
Before we go on with the show, I want to say thank you to Jonathan. Jonathan is a silver level amplifier. That means he has visited amps.freetalklive.com and decided that he liked the program enough that he was going to contribute some money towards advertising, marketing, supporting, and promoting.
Not in that order.
Promoting and supporting. amps.freetalklive.com. You know, we only ask for $5 a month. You can give more. It's a Patreon type of a page over there. So if you enjoy the show, if you enjoy the characters, the content, the perspective of freedom, liberty, prosperity, and peace that we bring, please consider becoming an amplifier and helping us get onto more radio stations and promoting Free Talk Live worldwide. Amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Jonathan, for your contribution.
And there's a variety of hosts. I'm sure one of them is going to end up being your favorite.
Odds are good.
Odds are good.
Let's go to Chris in Colorado. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
There are so many things that are frustrating me, so many issues.
We'll pick one.
I could discuss. Well, first of all, we could talk about the price of fuel. And how...
How high is it in Colorado?
We're...
Mile
for
high?
My area, 424 for regular.
All right. Okay. In my area, we're, I saw 399 on the way to the show tonight.
I pumped at 393 the other day, which has come down from peak, right? Like a couple weeks ago, it was like over four.
Okay, so one of the issues that frustrates me is the where we are now and the technology that we have. Mm-hmm. I cannot understand. Why I could burn my, I call them my CIA papers in a trash can. And when it's cold, I light the fire. I have to put the flame right on the fire. And when the 55 gallon drum is hot, I pour a little gas on there. I can hold my flame 3 feet away from the can and it ignites. So I cannot understand why we are not heating our fuel, why we don't go to, why our government doesn't force NASA to come up with 150 miles to the gallon, and then we maybe go to maybe hydrogen. I do not think that batteries are the answer. I think that's a scam for them to make money. The carbon trail for making the batteries, the mining, it destroys the planet more.
Yeah.
And
so first of all, I want to address your bit about, you know, why doesn't the government support the government forcing anybody to do anything. And in fact, I think the solution to the problems that you're feeling and the ones that you just listed could be resolved by getting government out of the way of the actual market. Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
The science. We have the science.
Right.
I'm just saying, we have the science, it's out there, so that would just be better for humanity. I mean, they are not planning on flying Air Force One on batteries anytime soon, are they?
No, that's a gallon a second, I think, that thing takes. But, I mean, if you had a car manufacturer who came out today and said, coming May 1st, we have a 100-mile-an-hour, 100-mile-per-gallon vehicle. We have 100,000, 200,000 of them ready to roll out. They would be sold out by the weekend.
Well, you might be able to verify this, Steve, being the elder statesman.
Well, yes.
Remember, like in the 70s, right, they were like...
It was 19 cents a gallon.
Well, not that, but like cars got 50 miles a gallon.
There were cars, maybe. The Pinto, maybe.
Sure.
I don't know.
So the technology to get better gas mileage already exists. What got in the way of that is all the excess safety regulations from the government weighing down the cheap, light economy car that got good gas mileage, which is why 30 seems like, oh, my goodness, it's 30 miles a gallon?
Yeah.
It's because of the government regulation that got in the way. Now, if you took that 1970s technology that got you 50 miles to the gallon and just thought, what could the free market have done in the 50 years since then?
Mm-hmm.
You're probably likely over 100 miles per gallon easy. Absent state regulations.
But you have to have a catalytic converter now. Chris?
Well, I think that, you know, instead of making all kinds of new cars, which nobody can afford to buy, I just looked at it, a Jeep Gladiator, $70,000, new Ford 150, what the style that I would like, 60, 70 grand.
Yep. Yeah.
Why don't we make new manifolds that we can just upgrade the vehicles that we're currently driving so that we can get this economy. We don't have to spend all this money and drive all the middle class broke.
Yeah. Again, it's because the manufacturers of the vehicles today have something called lobbyists. And this, in turn, makes it so the government favors them and not anybody else trying to infringe or compete with them or even improve the existing products. And thanks for the call, Chris.
And there's also nothing wrong with manufacturers coming out with new vehicles.
Nothing at all.
No, or an e-bike. You can get an e-bike. Come on, man.
And especially those vehicles, like work trucks, right? Those tend to be a little bit more expensive than the average, you know, consumer commuter car. So you might be priced out of what you desire, but you're not priced out of a vehicle necessarily.
All right. Being ADD and also being a bit of an a-hole, apparently, I'm going to switch topics now.
ADD hole.
Everybody switch topics. Segue. This is known as a poor segue.
Poor man segue.
This from the Charlotte Observer. Richie Rich, I brought this in specifically for you, so I figured
we got to get to it.
Enjoy.
Woman accused of killing two cyclists tells Utah cop she was uncontrollably defecating.
This is what I worry about Sarah on her e-bike.
This is Utah, though, not Arizona.
Understood.
But, you know,
wait, this is from the Charlotte Observer?
Charlotte Observer.
Wow.
A 47-year-old woman accused of fatally hitting two bicyclists with her vehicle told Washington City officers she swerved when she began uncontrollably defecating, Utah police said.
I don't know if you've ever had to hold it a little bit longer than you wanted to. But if that, you know, unleashes.
That means taking out two bicyclists.
Prairie dogging?
Yeah, sure.
The two California men died after the crash at 2 p.m. Saturday, April 9th, police said in the news release. The brothers were competing in a bicycle race. Police did not release their names. They were hit by a Hyundai Genesis while riding westbound in the bicycle lane on Telegraph Street, the release said. The men were taken to a hospital but pronounced dead.
Here's another thing for safety reasons, right? I don't know why they allow bikes on the street with the 3,000-pound death machines, right? Like, bikes should be on the sidewalk with the regular pedestrians because it's safer, right? Like, a car hitting a bike could be fatal, but a bike hitting a guy walking, right, is like, oh, you a-hole, right? Right. Like, it turns into that.
Right.
So just keep them away from the 3,000-pound death machines.
Right, and the bikes don't pay taxes to keep the roads improved.
Well,
in an affidavit, police said the woman driving told them she was on medication for a number of illnesses, including irritable bowel syndrome, and began to uncontrollably defecate on herself while driving. The affidavit said she swerved into the bicycle lane, striking the two men, but continued driving because she could not get her vehicle to stop. The engine died a few hundred yards away. The woman told police she had been admitted to a hospital the previous day and put on fentanyl.
Cars don't run on BS, but her story surely does.
We're out of time. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you, Steve Classic, for being my co-host. Thank you to all the callers and all the listeners. We appreciate you. If you missed any part of the show, find us over at freetalklive.com. Listen to the archives or the digest. Thanks and peace.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.